What's up, folks? We're live. I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hi.
Y'all.
Chippy chop.
Yeah, chopping up and a ropping a drop and a hop top.
Yeah. With the drop top caddy lap.
You know, sometimes you gotta roll in fashion. You gotta have a nice vehicle that gets you to where you need to go.
Or you gotta scoo doo doo bop beat a bop bop bada po.
You know, sometimes people do that.
Yeah, scatting can happen.
But you know what comes out of that? Very, very nice shoes.
You know, nice shoes or pleasurable slacks are also nice.
Yeah, you can't honestly say someone who is a master of the scat man doo to scat a bada doo doo doesn't wear nice shoes.
Mm-hmm. Or nice slacks.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because it's all about the fashion.
And a cummerbund. Don't forget the cummerbund.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any respectable person who scatmans wears the cummerbund.
And they got that little thing sticking out of their mouth. It could be a piece of wood. It could be a piece of driftwood. I don't know what it is, but I know that they like it in their skits.
And they got the monocule.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am a personal fan of the monocule. But someday I will have two.
I got monocles. A question. Why do monocules love peanuts?
I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of device about that that helps him create fine quality products for people.
Could be. Very a possibility of things that could possibly.
I think it has something to do with science.
Well, you know,
to be quite honest with you,
or nature. You know, that's a naturific thing. You know,
yeah,
like out in the woodsy. You know,
where, you know, surviving is really important.
It can be. You know, if you're hungry,
yeah,
and you need to eat, and you could be out in the nature areas.
So I know a lot of you folks are interested in surviving and staying strong and keeping going.
I heard there's a man who's known for surviving, and he even takes his wife along. I mean, there's all types of stuff that goes down.
But you know, I also heard somebody got taken down by a stingray with his wife on an adventure.
That is right. That happens, you know.
Stingrays are a threat.
They can be, you know. They just do not like people who hunt other things, you know. They're just not a fan.
No, absolutely. No. You know what I'm a fan of?
What?
Camping and understanding and getting fed.
Yeah, that's all three things that are going to be on the show today. You just spoiled the goose.
You know, it's because I'm excited.
Well, you know, I could hear the reverence in your voice today, Wasis.
Yeah, because I got to be honest with you folks, Wazis Miller himself would really like to just eat the chickens, set the acid free, and go on the nature walk.
You know, a good nature walk is always a good way to, you know, dispose of a body or, you know, just a good time.
I could understand where that would come into play in your profession, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, occasionally you need to go out someplace where no one's going to be and remove something or dispose of something.
Yeah,
you
know? I hear folks use barrels nowadays, but I don't know about that.
I'm actually a big fan of going to recently dug cemeteries, and then before they put the plot in there, you dig a foot up and bury it underneath, and then they're going to put the one on top of it, so it's like 7 feet deep.
Yeah.
There's another person on top of that.
Because they're in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And then they have the special with the salutes with the guns.
Yeah. That's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
That was a very special moment, I think.
I thought. A lot of people cried. His widow was a really sad lady.
They did. But nonetheless, it's not about not being around. It's about surviving.
Yeah, it is. And it's about what we're talking about. In today's show, we're going to talk about snack cakes.
Oh, man. We're
going to talk about sleeping bags. And we're going to talk about trees, and we're going to talk about all types of things that are of importance to today.
See, surviving and snacking and enjoying your time is awesome. It's good. It's good to snack. It's good to eat a lot of food and stay fed.
Yeah, and there's an epidemic going on, and not enough people are staying fed.
No, people are so conscientious and so concerned about nutrition and dietitians that it's ruining their lives.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, no, I can't eat cheesecake. They're like, no, I'm not allowed to have pudding.
Right. Think about what it's doing to the kids.
Yeah. I mean, think about the kids. I mean, there used to be a day when there was breakfast cereal mascots, and nowadays it's just Fiber Bran and...
You know, I heard they took Captain Crunch and executed him.
Yeah.
They took him out and they made him take the walk, and he fell off his own plank.
Yeah. I heard that is true.
That's a sad state of affairs, people.
Yeah.
Folks.
And they're going to send Lucky back to Ireland.
Ugh.
True that.
You know, things have changed, and I hope you're aware of the things that have changed. I know some of you out there are, but nonetheless, just be aware.
Yeah, flakes will be no longer frosted, folks. I'm hearing this is just travesties. So
yeah.
We got guests today that are here to stop that. And not only that, but they are a nature masters.
Right. They're really helping kids out. They're really helping everybody out. And I think they're leading the future direction of where people should really start teaching themselves to go.
Yeah. People, all the kids in America and all over the universe and everywhere that this show dedicates itself to, you know, Zebulon 5, all you little kids out there should know about this.
Yeah. Make sure and get fed and be happy and just have a swole belly.
Yeah. Swole bellies. Ethiopians would be proud of you. Well, it's your pal Uncle Bill here with the Appalachian flavor goodness. Now, everybody knows I have turtle problems up here in Appalachians, so I decided to have a fixin'. You know what I came up with? Turtle toaster turtles. Uncle Bill had a problem with turtles, so I figured out what I was gonna do. I'm gonna come out with toaster turtles with lemon duck butter icing. It's delicious. It's got that premium smokehouse Appalachian flavor with just a minor amount of Mud Creek soup mixed in for bacon to deliciousness. So if you guys want a home-style cooking AM breakfast delicious treat, you need to try Uncle Bill's Turtle Toaster. Turtle Toasters. Toaster Turtles. They're delicious.
Welcome back, folks. Man, I'm excited about those.
I am excited about those things. Uncle Bill's deliciousness.
Uncle Bill, man, he just keeps continuing to succeed with these great products, and I'm a fan.
Multiple years of service to us.
Oh, absolutely. He's been around for a really long time, and as you've seen, he's an aged gentleman.
Yeah, and he comes up with things, and it's naturific, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
Like, much like our guest today, Ninja Steve. Well put, well put.
Yeah.
Uncle Bill, and
these guys probably know Uncle Bill.
They probably know Uncle Bill. They probably ran past with him.
So. Yeah, you know, they've probably camped with him. We got camper extraordinaires.
Chip Zander and Daryl Dippinger.
Yeah, so welcome onto the show, guys.
Thank you very much. It's
thank you, guys.
Good to be here today.
It's quite an honor to have you guys on the show. We're a big fan of what you're doing. We hear you're taking care of the snack packs, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, before we go any further, I'd just like to let you know you can call my friend here Big Dip.
Well, thank you, Chip. Thanks a lot, Dip. And Chip, it's better to know you guys on a personal level. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's good. Glad you know, to communicate with you guys. We know what you guys are doing out there to solve problems and fix the world. But what do you guys, explain it to the folks out there listening to the...
Yeah, the folks want to know.
Well, Wasis and Steve, you know, the kids really like when they call us by nicknames. They feel more comfortable with that. Me here, Dip, they like to call me. And this is my partner, Chip, who actually owns the campgrounds himself and started this all on his own.
Yes, you see, the point of the camp... It's a snack camp, by the way, Camp Double Fudge, out in the Candy Drop Mountains.
Fudge is delicious, I understand the name.
Candy Drop Mountains is a good place
to go.
It
is, too. Yeah. It's also fun to pack, by the way. What we do is we have scoured the world and seen that people these days are just way too skinny, and...
Well, you know, because a lot of times what people don't understand is the biggest figure and importance in people's life is some guy that hangs from a cross. Look at that guy. He's really skinny. His ribs are showing.
Yeah, you know.
Really good set of abs, though.
He does. He has fitness. I will not deny the fitness, but when you think that that's what you should follow, you're going to be skinny.
Yeah. Supermodels. Tyra Banks is out there causing a ruckus. So anyway. So
there's a lot of peer pressure nowadays as well.
So you're seeing all the skinny kids out
there. So what we decided to do is to open a camp where... children, adults, people of all ages who are a little too skinny can come and we will fatten them up.
All right.
That's awesome. So what's the membership plan? I'd like to sign up, but you've sold me. I'm already down for this.
Well, yeah, guys, because what they don't understand is a lot of people get made fun of for being skinny, too. And that's not cool either way. You get made funny of for being skinny and for fat wasses, Ninja Steve.
Yeah.
That can be a problem.
That's hurtful. That really destroys a kid's life.
So what we've come up with at Camp Double Fudge is a patent-pending plumpening program where basically we have three full all-you-can-eat buffet meals a day. We have a minimum caloric intake of 17,000 calories a day.
That is, that's a lot of calories. What kind of activities do you guys do there?
Well, I'm the activity coordinator there, Ninja Steve, and what I like to do is I like to set up all kinds of coordinated activities for the kids to do that involve no exercise. Because what you do when you exercise, you burn calories. You don't want to burn calories. You want to pump those calories up. You got to pump, 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 get these kids fat, get these adults fat, make them fat, because that's what America loves, is being fat. Skinny, you get made fun of. Fat, you get made fun of. You might as well get made fun of in any way. You just got to be bigger, because when you're too skinny, you're anorexic, you're not healthy. Even at least when you're fat, you're healthy. But not as unhealthy as when you're skinny, right, Dip?
Yep. I believe you're Dip.
That's amazing. Chip, that's all true. Me, like, that's the biggest problem with society right now is people are so focused on being so skinny that they're losing control on themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they have shows on TV where there's, like, competitions to lose weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just causing multiple corporations and businesses to go out of business that provide delicious tasty beverages and delicious snack cakes.
Yeah, you know, I hear like in some states they're taking away the privilege to drink Swash Cola.
Yeah.
Like you can't even drink Swash Cola in some places.
Yeah, you can't get a 32-ounce Swash anymore.
That's ridiculous.
They're cutting down the sizes. That's ridiculous.
I mean, basically what we believe in is a high caloric intake and as minimal exercise as possible. We do have fully loaded golf carts that will take you from your cabin to the chow hall.
Yeah, that's right, Chip.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Like, if I had a kid, I would send him your way. I mean, that's actually, what kind of membership plans do you offer, and what can you say to folks about rates?
Just bring your bony behind by, and we'll plump it up, I would say.
Yeah, we get government grants for bringing people in. You don't really have to pay a membership or anything. You just bring them in because we want to make America better. We don't want to charge you all kinds of big-time money to get fat when you could lay around, watch TV, and do it at home. But you can come out with us, have fun, have a great time, put on some pounds, and do what you want to do. Have fun.
I would say one of our most successful stories would have to be that of
Little Jimmy Stylebean. I remember hearing about that.
Yes, Little Jimmy Stylebean. He
was a skinny dude. Well,
really skinny. I heard he was near death.
Well, when he came to us, he was
he was like a cancer patient without patience.
Basically, yeah, he had a slinky chest.
That's fair. That's fair.
That is fair.
He came to us at 8 years old and 45 pounds.
Ah, that's disturbing.
That's disturbingly skinny.
After one summer with us on our patented pending plumping program,
fair enough.
He left out of there a healthy, happy 320-pound 9-year-old.
Wow. That's strong work. Strong work, you know.
That's results.
That's results. That's people getting fed and getting taken care of and getting back on track with their life.
Now, is this true? From what I heard, he was at least drinking 2 quarts of gravy a day. Is that right?
Well, you see, when someone's used to being skinny, you can't just feed them gravy right away. We started him off with more of a brown gravy at first. Something thin, easy. But by the time he left, he was drinking country gravy.
Oh,
wow.
That's
with mashed up Polish sausages.
Wow. Inside of it?
Just all
Polish sausages are just excellent.
Drinking awesome. Polish sausages.
Yeah, that's giving girth to the girth.
That is just plumpericious.
So, Daryl Dippinger, what's your specific role at the camp?
Well, I'm the event coordinator at the camp, and what I like to do is I like to set up all those events, like I said earlier. They watch TV for hours at a time. They do all kinds of stuff that does not include physical activations.
So,
and how many pounds a day do you think these kids are being able to put on and get back to where they need to be by not doing these activities?
Well, you know, Wassus, I appreciate you bringing us here because this is a big cause in America. And my friend here, Chip, is doing a great thing for America. He's put on this camp and, well, it depends on the human being and the person. Because as we know, each one of us is all different in all sorts and all kinds and shapes. So, basically, it depends. They can all eat the same amount every day, and some of them do, some of them don't. But at the same time, they gain weight all in different manners.
That is true. Some more in the butts, some more in the chest. Double jowls. Are you seeing turkey chins?
Yeah, I've seen those.
I would say
I guaranteed a turkey chin if I go?
We have a very high rate of success when it comes to cankle development.
Ooh, that's a very popular thing in the ladies nowadays.
Yes.
Really, Cankling is very important to all those ladies out there.
I mean, if you were going to go out shopping in public and you don't have a set of cankles, you are just pretty much not fit for service.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, I can honestly say I'm a fan of no cankles, but at the same time, I respect the woman's decision to rock the cankles and get what she can.
Yeah, you'll show up like the belle of the ball at all the Walmarts.
That's nice.
We actually have a interesting new program for the ladies this summer. Moose knuckle therapy.
Yeah?
That's pretty good.
That's a nice
massage. For the Canadians, I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Make sure to let them know it's for the above age, the over 18 ladies there, Chip. Yeah. We don't want to get any lawsuits at the camp.
Well, if you guys just took your business to a place called Idaho, I would imagine that'd be okay.
Yeah, that's all right. You guys should establish a firm development up there, or Montana.
Well, we've been establishing places all over the country. First, we started our first one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where we're from. That's where we flew here on one of them airplanes. But we've been scouting different facilities all over the planet.
That's
right,
Chip?
You're more into that than I am.
Actually, we've been scouting a lot of locations in Mississippi, the fattest state in the Union. And we currently have a site under construction, a campground in Texas, because everything is bigger in Texas.
I've heard that to be true. I have a firm understanding of the lightning in Texas as well.
Yeah, although it seems that it works out a lot better in the northern states, because all that sweat and humidification seems to make them lose a lot of weight a lot real quicker.
That is true.
That's good fitness, I can imagine. You just stay out in that for a couple hours.
We'd like to go international with it there, Wassa Steve.
Well, yeah. You should find a way to invent the technology and go further with it.
I believe we could do some really good work in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, that would be good. Good idea. Down there, they're definitely skinny. There's the pale Icelandics that are just really, they need color and some fudge, and they could eat that. That would be good.
Seems and they're already lazy, so they would understand the programming, yeah, fair just, enough, where you could just start feeding them, and they'd be good to go.
Whew. Man, this has just been an informative situation.
It has. These have been some very informative guests, folks, and I'm really glad that they've taken the time to stop by today.
Yeah, we appreciate Chip and Dip. Thanks for coming in. We're definitely going to have to come check out Camp Double Fudge.
Yeah, I will be attending. That's definitely something I'm interested in going for.
Well, I'd like to make a big shout-out to the Snack Pack. You're all listening out there. We love you. We're coming. Ninja Steve Wassis, we appreciate you having us here. Too bad it's dark in here. I don't know what you look like, but I hope you bring us back.
Well,
absolutely, folks.
Definitely, definitely.
You guys are always welcome back in the studio.
Thank you.
And as far as I'm concerned, where do you go from there?
You really, the only way is you go around, you know?
You would have to.
Yeah.
Don't go in the box, out the box, around, forward through the box. You go around the box.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen that. It's called the Gravitron, I believe.
Well, hello, folks at home. I'm here to bring you the new portable, proper, plushy potty. A new innovation here from Blanco for all the rich folks who are too good to mind their pees and poops inside of your typical porta potty. What we have here is one for the high-class folk who needs to take a dump. With the proper portable plushy potty, you get all the amenities of a high-class five-star porta-potty. Unlike your average porta-potty, you will get a butler. You will get all the fine smells and scents. You will have a bidet. So check out properportableplushypotty.com for all pricing information and how you can find out all the great details of portable, plushy, proper potties.
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. Are you tired of your dog's breath smelling rotten and disgusting? Well, pick up the newest dog treat from Blanco. Bark Bark. Made from 100% genuine fir tree bark. Your dog's breath will be smelling piney and fresh all day long. Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Only from Blanco.
Well, there in the space of everything, there's all kinds of different things going on. Space battles and such. Space wrestling. Space everything you could imagine. But on this particular day, there had to be a dame out there. A space dame that was in need of a rescue. And who else would carry that and bring that out? Sheriff Saddle Rock.
Well, hey there, little star. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I am seeing what we are seeing.
That looks like 200 miles down yonder. Looks like someone's tied up to space tracks.
I've been hearing noises through the ground for moments.
Let's take my special space horse and ride on over there.
I think that is a good idea.
So as Saddle Rock goes out to save the day, it appears that there's a little more than the eye meets the eye. The train tracks ahead hold a beautiful dame tied down, and a train approaching coming soon.
Well, hey there, damsel. Are you okay?
Unhand me!
Well, who tied you up here, dame? Well, let me get you untied. Come on, hold on. Oh, crap! No.
Space, hold it right there, Space Holmes. I'm Guacam. You shut your mouth, Space Winch.
You don't want to do this. Oh.
Don't you know who you're messing with? I'm Apollo Saddle Rock, Space Sheriff.
Well, Space Sheriff. I'm Guacamole Jones, the baddest essay in this space mug.
I've heard about you. You've hurt a lot of people.
I know there's a bounty out for you. You're going to be going down with me to space jail.
Well, you know what, Space Sheriff? I don't care much for that space bounty on my head, Space S.A.
Well, that doesn't matter to you or me. Me and Little Star are going to take you in.
You must appeal to the law.
Well, hold on there, Space Lawman. S.A. I got a space choice for you, Holmes.
What are your talks about space choices?
Well, you see, Sheriff Saddle Rock, S.A., you can come capture me.
Hurry, the train's coming!
Or you can rescue the dame, but you cannot space do both, S.A.
Rock, the train.
Well, I'm going to need your Indian skills to help me undo these lassos, knots. I can't do this myself.
I'm going to be out!
Well, you're lucky.
I will unuse these.
Guacamole Jones.
I've been standing here the whole time.
Guacamole Jones, you might get away this time.
You are free. Go. Run.
But
run, lady.
Next time, Apollo Saddle Rock's gonna get ya.
I'm gonna ride my space burrow into the space getaway, you say.
Ma'am, rescuing you is the proper choice. We gotta get you out of here.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. Can't believe how much of a hero you are.
Come on, get out of the way. The train's coming. Oh, no.
I haven't tied the knots. Go.
How can I ever repay you, Saddle Rock?
No necessary, dear. Just you being safe's all that matters to me. But I got a question for you. How'd you get tied up with Guacamole Jones?
He stole me from the space casino.
The Space Casino, out in New Space Mexico. That's near the border. I know about that.
That is very dangerous techno.
He must have swam across the Milky Way to get there. We're going to have to take him down.
You're such a stud.
Well, thank you, dear. Little Star, we're going to have to deal with this guy again, I guarantee it.
This isn't the end. Those are very dangerous territories.
Well, you can go on home, lady. We're going to be heading down to investigate this situation.
And it was on that day that Sheriff Saddle Rock realized he was ahead of himself and he was ahead of the trail.
Space Cowboy 3000.
Whoa, man, it's like I did a backflip and flew back into my chair. That was a stunt.
Oh, man.
That was a stunt.
Dude, I am taking a cue from our guest earlier, and I haven't moved a single muscle.
That's good.
I just did move a muscle. I'm using my jaw.
You did.
Crap.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to communicate to the folks. The folks need to know what's going on in the ThoughtCast.
I'm going to have some snack cakes. I need to get Chef Jeff to cook me up some deliciously fattening food.
Man, if Chef Jeff can manufacture snack cakes and get those on the easy, I would be down for the Farisi.
I want some Chef Jeff cheesecake.
You think he makes that?
I want provolone.
How did your Ninja Steve, I've been wondering this for approximately 72 years, how did your buffet go with Chef Jeff?
Well, it went well. He fed them all, and they definitely had a good evening, let's just say.
That's good.
I collected
a lot. You were able to lay the night to rest, apparently.
Pretty much.
Strong work.
All 27 of them.
That's good.
You know what I mean? But that's what happens when they drink the tea.
You know, it's just good to know that Chef Jeff can provide and help out everyone.
He's a good guy.
He does.
I appreciate his assistance from time to time.
But how about a couple of really good people was today our guests. They were awesome.
They were like salsa. They chipped and dipped it.
That's true.
You know?
That's an interesting time that I did not realize.
Yeah, I thought about it once.
Hmm.
Just now.
Yeah.
Right then.
That's amazing.
Did you remember that one time I thought about it?
There was.
It just happened.
I think it was on page 34.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happened.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. But it was definitely a good guest. I would definitely have to say, once again, Deckard Cain hires the best guest.
He does. Because you got to understand something, folks. We are indebted to Deckard Cain in certain circumstances. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Deckard Cain has ulterior motives where he wants to help you out sometimes.
He does. Occasionally he thinks of good things for us to do. And, you know, he brings in top quality entertainment and guests in the studio.
Yeah.
He puts
in a lot of work behind the scenes. His head falls off. It gets dangerous. It goes down.
Next summer, I'm definitely going to snack camp, though. I'm definitely
going
to sit there, get hand-fed, and probably watch some TV.
Yeah.
And it'll be good.
I just hope Ben Stiller doesn't show up.
Dude, I hate... Last time he showed up, I ruined the entire weekend.
Yeah. He comes in, he shows up, he's got this horrible haircut, and he ruins your day every time.
Pretty much. It's without fail. If Ben Stiller's going to show up anywhere, it's going to ruin whatever's going on.
You know, I don't know too much about this, but I've heard a tale that he also goes to a museum one night and spends a night there.
I've heard this, and it is maybe true.
Man. You know, I don't understand what his problem is. I just wish he would just go back to wherever he came from. I heard his father was a great man, but he's not so much.
You know, things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's Martin Scorsese.
No, they cannot be. Yeah. Not everybody can bring out the dead.
Yeah. You know.
It just can't happen.
It can happen from time to time.
You know, whatever. Whatever needs to happen, happens. But nonetheless, it's all about surviving. It's all about understanding and knowing that at the end of the day...
It's about reeling in thought fishes.
Yeah.
It's really what it is about. It's thought casting. It's projecting the thoughts out to the masses.
I got a question.
Some in hats and glasses. What up?
Why do apes fear crossing lakes? What is the problem with this?
Ooh. Well, not a lot of people know this, but apes have a tendency to be robots.
Fair enough.
And ape robots don't like water.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really kind of exposed somewhat of a conspiracy right now.
Yeah, there's Optimus Maximal. You know, there's the
red... Is he good at decimals?
No, he fights Predacons.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, there is ape gorillas out there in the mist.
Okay.
And it happens.
I know there was a rap group out in the mist that was dealing with some gorillas.
True.
From what I understand.
I know. But there's white gorillas in the Congo, and they don't swim over rivers either.
They don't. And they didn't contribute to the music's worse, so...
But they did kill Bruce Campbell.
Oh, that's not something I was intended to hear.
It happens. You just got to know these things.
You know, I understand that Bruce Campbell was somewhat of a burn notice. He got a notice and it was burning.
Well, there was that, you know, or there was a time where he was hanging out with Kurt Russell, sautéing people's faces.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to do that. I think Michael Chiklis has done that a few times as well.
He has.
But he gets business done.
He does.
I would put an open invitation to Michael Chiklis. If he wants to come to Thought Hour After Dark, he's always welcome.
Well, as long as he doesn't wear the theme costume, we're good. So, you know.
Nuwazis Miller had a short term as the Thing at one point in time. He wore the costume.
Okay.
It did happen.
Well, that's definitely awesome.
Well, you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
It's Thought After Dark.
It is.
It's like...